Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Being faithful in ordinary times in a free country is not difficult, but these are not ordinary times. In America and in much of the world, most of us are primarily confined to our homes. Our church families are not gathering in person today. Some have lost jobs, paychecks, savings, and even some fear the future they had planned. Some are feeling numb and disconnected. They have trouble dealing with the scope of what's happening in the world. Some people are depressed or anxious, lonely, terrified. Some people, many, of course, have become sick. Some must grieve those who have died. And some, before this pandemic is over, may yet get sick or even face death. It's a difficult time. Unlike what we, a month ago, were looking forward to for this day, with a sunrise service and breakfast and an egg hunt and a celebration with all who could gather. Instead, a few of us have gathered and celebrate. Others may watch or listen, but cannot be here with us. A challenging time, a disappointing time. Almost 30 years ago, during a difficult time in my first call to a mission congregation, we had just finished building our first unit. Funds were tight. My paycheck was often delayed, which led to tensions in my home as well. I did one day run by a local Christian bookstore to pick something up. A woman stopped me in an aisle as I was walking through, someone I'd never seen, and asked me to pray for God's blessing on a bumper sticker. I was surprised jokingly asked how she drove before I offered to pray over the bumper sticker to see what sort of witness she would provide in her driving. Having heard all the jokes about people with Christian bumper stickers doing other things, but as we talked, she shared her story. She had had multiple brain tumors and multiple surgeries, which explained the scars I saw on her head. But they kept returning. There was no treatment to stop them. She wasn't complaining and she wasn't asking for pity, but just sharing her thankfulness that she was still alive. How much she loved Christ and how much she wanted to be a faithful witness to Christ, and shared her story with other people. We talked for a good bit, and I did pray for God's blessing on her bumper sticker, but I also prayed for her and for her healing. I never saw her again, but as you can see, I still tear up when I remember. I remember her hope and faithfulness. And I remember that for where I was in my life, those few minutes made a huge difference to me and renewed my perspective and my trust in God. In God's presence in the midst of all the things that happen. The thing is, celebrating the resurrection of Christ can only happen after the suffering of Jesus on the cross. In this life, we experience celebration, but also suffering. Sometimes brought on by life, sometimes brought on by bad decisions and actions we take or fail to take. That's why our services usually begin with a time of confession and forgiveness, to remind us that we need God's grace. We also exchange the peace during our services to remind us of our connection to one another and the peace that Christ calls us to share. But during this Easter morning, it feels far more like Lent, more like we are still in the midst of the wilderness of that season of Lent. I mentioned to the children that I had on a different stole today to remind us that we are all in this together, not just here, but throughout the world. And I also wear today a different cross than I usually wear on Easter. I'm wearing my Lenten cross, which is actually a crucifix. I didn't in my early days wear a crucifix, and the more I experienced life, the more it seemed to me that a crucifix is a good reminder that I need to remember that Jesus suffered to save me and all of us. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, "Only a suffering God can help us." Jesus is with us in our suffering, in our times of loss. This Easter is far more like the first Easter we ever experienced, that was, rather, than any Easter we have ever experienced. Our Easters are usually great celebrations, sometimes chilly if we have a late cold snap. I have had one or two sunrise services in a cold rain or a cold drizzle. But then we celebrate. We share a meal in every congregation I've been in for Easter Sunday. And frequently there is an egg hunt, if not on Easter Sunday, the day before. And then we have a big celebration service, usually one of the biggest services in the church year by attendance. Usually a long service and a service with lots of music and celebration. This is nothing like that. But we're reminded that God never promised that all our services would be grand and our pews full and our economy always growing, our health guaranteed, or that the future would be what we wanted it to be. God, in and through the incarnated, crucified, and risen Christ, has never promised any of that, though some want us to believe God promised us happiness, health, and prosperity. The gospel is a promise that God is always with us in and all conditions and events that occur. Whether sorrow or joy, triumph or tragedy, gain or loss, peace or fear, scarcity or plenty, God is with us because God suffered on the cross in the body of Christ and died for us to give us life. While always with us, the cross reminds us that God is especially with us where we most need Him, in hardship, struggle, loss, and death. Because of the cross, no experience, no matter how difficult, and no person, no matter how sinful or lost, is truly God forsaken, because God is always there with us and available for us. Hardship, struggle, loss, fear, disease, hunger, death, pandemic, all these experiences, God is with us. The resurrection promises that God's light is stronger than any darkness. God's love is stronger than hate. And the life God offers through Christ in the end prevails over everything, even death itself. In Matthew, we see that phrase, "Do not be afraid." And then He is not here. It's helpful to remember that Jesus was not in the grave. And that reminder not to be fearful, even though Jesus was not where they expected him to be. It was not just an empty tomb that he proclaimed, but that Jesus had gone before them and looked forward to seeing them and being with them. Even our beautifully decorated sanctuaries, all our careful preparation in liturgy and music, the joy and celebration and Easter dresses we normally gather are not containing or limiting Jesus. He's always ahead of us, going out into the world. Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. Do not be afraid, a reminder of good news. If we look in the Old Testament, we see that phrase many times. Do not be afraid. I am with you. God is with us. Even in empty sanctuaries, even when we gather in our homes with family or friend and watch worship on TV, we are invited to join in that worship in our hearts and our minds, because Christ is there in the worship. Christ is there in the home. Christ is there with us wherever we are, in suffering or celebration, in sorrow and laughter. Those who came that morning experienced that announcement from the angel. And it was, unlike the other gospel accounts, a somewhat fearful account, this angel from heaven, whose appearance frightened the guards so that they became almost frozen in fear and rolled the stone away. It wasn't missing when they got there. They saw it rolled away. I would be afraid. I think that would be pretty shocking. So it's no wonder they were afraid. It's no wonder the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I know you are shocked. I know you're looking for Jesus, but he is not here, for he has been raised. Come, see where he lay. Go quickly and tell his disciples." And they do. They come and see. And then they run away, mixing fear and joy. But they share the good news. Isn't that a lot like our lives right now? Tinged with fear and joy. Joy with our children and fear of the world in which they live. Joy in having opportunities, but fear about job loss. Joy that there is time to be together, but fear about what that means for the future. Hope with the announcements we hear about possible cures, or at least ways to mitigate the effect of the virus. Hope about virus trials and tests that will allow people to quickly determine whether they are sick. But we are reminded over and over that these are only the beginning of finding a resolution. All of these have to be tested and evaluated. So a mixture of hope, but also fear. Do not be afraid, repeated by Jesus when he encounters the women, reminds us that God is with us in all the things that come. Reminds us that God will be with us in joy and fear, despair and hope, doubt and faith, two sides of our life in the world. The promise of Easter courage in the face of daily fears is a key part of Jesus' message. Have faith, have courage, even in the midst of fear and anxiety. Trust that in Christ's death, We have died in our baptisms, and in Christ's resurrection, we will be gathered to Christ. I was reading this week about Winston Churchill's funeral service. Some of you may have heard a story about that. He planned it himself before he died. At the end of the service, a single trumpeter stood at the west end of St. Paul's Abbey and played taps. If you've ever been to a military funeral, you've heard that, or at least for the men, or at least when I was young, if you went to a boys' camp, that frequently was how the day ended. And then after that, there was stillness. But following the stillness, another trumpeter stood at the east end of St. Paul's, the end that faced the rising sun, and played reveille, the morning call, that which we in those boys' camps in those days heard first thing in the morning. Churchill understood that Christ's resurrection says that God is a God of new life and never-ending possibilities. That life in this world brings many ups and downs and struggles. But the promise of life eternal is the promise that Christ gives us in his resurrection. We're told that again and again, and that's what I liked about that passage from Jeremiah that was read. Again I will build you, says the Lord. Again you shall take your tambourines. Again you shall plant. Again might be the message we need most. There will again come times to celebrate. We will again gather as we would have on Easter, to a great celebration of worship. I heard a phrase that this is, we use liturgical times for worship in our churches, but that this is the fifth Sunday after the pandemic. And for us in this area, the fourth Sunday after shelter in place and restricted gatherings. These realities are part of life, but I believe that God will again build us up, that God will again restore us, that God will again be with us as we gather for worship when the pandemic is at least under control. It may be a new reality that we have to live with year after year as we live with flu and other illnesses. But we will, if we strive together, find ways to live with it and proclaim the good news of God's grace and mercy. Neither life, nor pandemic, nor death, not even death by crucifixion, can stop that promise that God is always with us and will be with us again and again, whatever comes in the midst of this life. Because Jeremiah is telling the people that not only will God be with them when this trial is over, but more importantly, that God is with them in the wilderness as he is with us in the midst of this wilderness. Even though all these things are changed in our lives and limited, God's grace is not changed and is never suspended. It's there again and again. For that reason, even on this Easter that is so different, we may say, Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. There will come a time when we will again gather to worship. We will again hold hands. We will again celebrate God's grace in music and song. A time after quarantine and shelter in place, as there was a time after the tomb. Paul writes, if then you were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Through our baptism we are buried with Christ and reborn with Christ. Paul reminds us that Christ opened the gates by making us righteous before God. He is our life. Paul says, when Christ our life is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. Because God is a suffering God, and he can help us and heal us and restore us, even in the midst of things that cannot be understood. We may receive that news, especially this day, with fear, but let us also experience the news as those women did, with joy, and share the good news of what we have seen and heard, so that others may come to know and understand a suffering Christ who gave himself for us and is with us in the midst of suffering, but he will be with us again on days of celebration. Pray that the Spirit will go with you and sustain you and keep you. And pray that others may see in us hope and God's grace, even in this time of wilderness and pandemic. God will be with us now and always, and we will again celebrate the wonder of Easter. Amen.